Grammy-winning John Cicada is joining us on the line right now. Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Good. Now, last time we chatted, your CD Expressions had just come out, so it's time to check in with you, get an update of what's going on. I know you're playing a show just down the street from the office here in a couple days, so you're touring all over the place. What do you have on the go?
Yeah, I'm touring. I'm promoting a new CD, actually, a new Spanish CD here in the U.S., and so I'm excited about that. I've been doing a lot of promotional, I'm on a promotional tour right now in Puerto Rico and traveling all over the place to kind of get the CD off the ground. And I'm at the same time, did a DVD last year in Brazil and in English and promoting that as well. And so, you know, just promoting. At this point, I'm getting ready for all kinds of things that are happening as a result of my new Spanish CD. And you know, that's it. Just some shows and looking forward to going to Canada. It's been a while since I've done anything out there.
I know you were just telling me before we went on the air that you've already got your beach clothes packed, but I don't think you'll need them here. Little bit of a different story.
I'm definitely making a pit stop in Miami so that I can definitely pick up my winter clothes.
And
before I head out to you all.
Now, I should tell everybody that you had just mentioned before we started taping that you're in Puerto Rico right now, and the weather is much different than it is here.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's about 80 degrees, and it's lovely.
So where else are you going? You're going to be in Winnipeg. I know you just said that you're stopping in Florida. So where are you on tour then, or what would you – you're just playing shows?
At this point, I'm promoting my new CD, so we're all over the place between the U.S. and Latin America. So right now I'm in Puerto Rico, and then eventually, going to do some promotional run in certain places in Latin America. So it's going to be quite a busy year with this new CD.
So the last CD that we talked about was a jazz album. Tell me about this one. What's the name of it? What type of vibe is it?
Yeah, the new Spanish CD is very pop. This is like I'm going back to kind of my roots where my career started, and it's a pop, fully pop sounding CD. It's got the fusion of R&B, rock, and dance rhythms and Latin percussion. It's got a little bit of everything with a very pop flavor.
So what can we expect at your McPhillips Street Casino show on Tuesday night?
No, the show, I'm looking forward to performing out there, and the show is it's a combination of things. It's a combination of my hits but also a lot of the things that I've done in my career. It's kind of like a potpourri of stuff that I've done, including the theater stuff, Broadway stuff, and some of the... It's just a history of everything that I've done, so I'm excited about the show.
I was going to say, you're going to be a day late for Valentine's Day, so it can't even be like a big romantic sort of show. Maybe you can. Just make it the day after Valentine's.
Absolutely, no problem.
Now, there's some insider information, I guess, that I need you to either confirm, clarify. Are you going to be performing at the royal wedding in April?
We're actually working on that, and hopefully we'll confirm it before the other week. Next week.
How does that sort of feel? Is that intimidating, scary, exciting? How would you describe the opportunity, possibly?
I don't know. If it happens, it will be an honor. For me, it will be like being a part of history, So that's a historic event that only, doesn't happen very, very often.
Now, I know the Grammys also just a couple days away. Do you follow the Grammys at all? Like, do you actually, tune in? Do you go? I guess this year you don't have time to go to it.
No, this year, I'm doing so much stuff, so I can't go. I'll be seeing it. And, of course, the Grammys is the epitome of, one of the highest awards that you can get. So I'll be, wherever I'm at, I'll be tuning in.
Do you remember what it was like winning the first Grammy? What did you think you were going to win? Was it a surprise? What happened?
I couldn't believe it, and again, to this day, it will continue to be probably one of the highlights of my career. Getting that first Grammy.
Now, I've got to ask, because there's some people who have won, dozens of awards. Where did you put the first award that you won? Did you already have a place mapped out in your house? Like, where did it go?
Not really, but I created one. I created one, and it's in a place, if you walk in the house, not everybody can see it.
So it's something that you see quite often then when you're at home?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now I know you just shot a new music video too, is that right?
Yeah, I just did a music video for my new song, my new single in Spanish, Déjame Quererte, and just a part again of all the things that we're doing to promote this new record, absolutely.
Okay, so I guess all the details are on your website, right, johncicada.com?
Yes, right.
And we can...
Absolutely.
We can check that out. Are you still Twittering? You mentioned that last time that you're a big
yes,
Twitterer.
All the time.
All the time?
there all the time. Absolutely, all the time.
We'll have to. We'll track you down
and,
on there.
You know, I love to do that. I love to. How my social websites have become such a big part of my career.
Well, we'll be sure to check it out. So johnscotta.com, all the information about your tour, your album, everything that's going on, and we hope to see you at the Royal Wedding. That would be great to see you on TV for that.
Absolutely. It's going to happen, for sure.
And I guess, and we'll see you in Winnipeg in just a couple days.
You know it.
All right, John Cicada, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.